Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt. Today's episode is about marigolds. Susan, we've worked together many years, and I've heard you reference this idea of the marigolds so many times. I know that it's just a foundational piece of the work that you've been able to do within Lead Now. I'd love for you to share that with everyone who might be listening.
I think it's perfect timing to share it because it is going to be spring, and that's when you can plant marigolds. And I actually stole the idea from Jennifer Gonzalez, Cult of Pedagogy, who wrote the article, Find Your Marigold, The One Essential Rule for New Teachers. But it's so transferable to leaders in their communities, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Marigolds, my understanding, I'm not a gardener, but from the article, gardeners often will plant companion plants that protect the new seeds or the new plant. And that companion plant will help things grow. So in schools, we like to say that marigolds are the people that often help new teachers. And everyone has them, right? It's good people that you want to surround yourself with that help you to be the better you. So maybe it's the person that gives you a teaching strategy for classroom management, or maybe it's the person that just knows how to help you not take yourself so seriously when you blow it, or maybe it's the person that is super good at the grade book. Well, leaders need those kind of people, especially new leaders. And in Lead Now, we talk about find your marigolds. Who are the people that you lean on those tough days when you've had a parent complaint, or when you've had a teacher that is upset with you because of their evaluation, or it could be anything. But on the flip side, there are walnut trees in schools, and you do not want to plant those near anything because they destroy, they kill that positive vibe that's happening. So if you can imagine the teacher who might be ready for retirement, or the administrator who's ready for retirement, or the negative Nelly, that there is nothing good about the kids in this school, right? And they kind of deflate you and make you feel like you just can't do the work. And so the whole idea of marigolds that we bring up throughout our sessions, throughout the year, are if you're having a tough time, seek out your marigolds, and we hope that we are marigolds for our leaders, Deborah Bryson and myself. And so that's where it comes from. And again, Jennifer Gonzalez, Cult of Pedagogy, super appreciate her publishing that article because it just resonates and makes such a difference to remind ourselves you got to hang around the positive folks.
I think it's so incredibly important because although we don't always consciously choose our people, like we are drawn to people that we have similar things in common and things that we are, sometimes it's just your room is close to mine or our place is close to each other. I think it is so incredibly important that we are intentional. I think we teach kids to be intentional. I think I heard a story recently about teaching your children to choose candle brighteners instead of candle dimmers, right? I just think there's so much that we teach little people to kind of think about it intentionally. I think as we get older, it's harder to make friends. It's harder to create connections. It's so easy to feel like it's so hard to break in. And so this idea of just making sure that we're being really intentional about who are people that are going to build us up, who are people that are going to have our back when we're having a tough time. And then for me, it's almost like that next layer is that not only are we looking for those people so that we can sustain ourselves, but also then actively working to be that person so that how am I not only looking for marigolds, but how am I being a marigold for others? And how do I have that level of self-awareness of, am I surrounded by walnut trees or am I a walnut tree? And I think those are just such powerful questions to be thinking about. I think our challenge this time is really around noticing who are your marigolds and noticing, are there walnut trees around you that are being toxic and bringing you down? And then also that second level is, and who are you? Are you a marigold or are you a walnut tree? And do you need to do some adjusting? Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.